If you take these things and work with it, it will lead you into huge success.
In this highly enlightened message, Pastor Chris brings us 7 revelations for unstoppable success in life. If you keep these points before you always,
nothing on earth or in the heavens can stop you. Nothing. You just know you're on your way.
Listen and be blessed.
I want to share some important thoughts with you. And while we're getting ready for that, I'd like to remind you that God created the universe with words. He made everything with words. Words are the most potent elements in the world. If you want to change your life from one level or degree of glory to another, you need words. If you want to make a significant improvement in your life, you need words. Remember, the core of your nature, your spirit, your human spirit, was created with words. Your body was formed from the dust of the ground, but your spirit was created with words. Your personality, as it is today, was formed with words. You came to where you are today through words. The words that you heard and accepted, the words that were spoken over you, and the words you spoke. It's all about words. Your thinking process is all about words that have affected your life. The way you reason, the very structure of your thinking. Why do you think the way you do? It's all about words that formed your character to become the young man or young woman that you are today. If you're going to change that person to become better, he or she must receive better words. Otherwise, you'll only amplify the character of who you are today. There'll be no change. I've seen elderly people behave foolishly. I've seen grown men and women behave unwisely. I've seen men and women fail in life. But their problem didn't start a few years before. They were programmed many years previously. My voice is being amplified to you right now. You're not hearing anything different from what I'm actually saying. It's only amplified so you can hear. If you stop the equipment, you probably wouldn't hear my voice. So it's amplified. But it's the same thing that I'm saying. If you stop the equipment. So, wherever you are today, whoever you are today, without a change, without more words, with a capacity to give you an improvement and an advantage in life, you'd be the same person in 20 years from now, except that whatever limitations you have now, whatever foolishness you may have now, whatever level of wisdom you have now, will not change, be the same. So if you're going to change that person, if you're going to make an improvement from where you are now, if you're going to increase your capacity, if you're going to increase your wisdom, your knowledge, and the ability to apply that knowledge, if you're going to increase your results in life, you need words. It'll all be because of the words you heard, accepted, and spoke. There's no other way. As a simple example, let's look at a very simple example. Your worldview is based on your exposure to information. That's what controls your worldview. It's the exposure you have. You've been here since yesterday, or for some, day before yesterday. What thoughts have gone through your mind since you've been here? While you're listening to the various speakers that came up here, singers, presenters, as you listen to them, what thoughts went through your mind? And why did you think the thoughts that went through your mind? It's all because of how you were formed with words before now. And whatever will change from today will be based on the words you allow to come into you and impact your life. That's what matters. That's what matters. Remember, Jesus was God's word become flesh. He was the Logos of God. God's words, God's opinions, God's views, God's thoughts encapsulated in a human being. That's Jesus. How important words are. Your character is the sum total of all the words you've accepted, spoken over you, and that you have spoken, you are the character of those words. So when I meet you, I'm meeting the words of your word. You see that? How important that is. Sometimes you hear young people curse and curse and curse. Why? Why are they that way? Because they've been in an environment where they were exposed to such things. That's all they knew. They grew up with that. So, make up your mind. This remaining period that you're here, you're going to receive words from this place. Words from this place that will affect your life, so that when you're leaving here, you'd find that your potentials, your capacity have been multiplied several times. Changes in your life, the capacity to change the lives of others. I want to give you 7 revelations of unstoppable success. Many years ago, 1980, I was in a meeting and T.L. Osborne said he was going to teach us how to be successful. Prior to that time, I'd never heard anybody teach on success. I mean, they taught on every subject but success. And he said he was going to be teaching us on success. I thought, wow, this was really going to be huge. Well, that night he taught on it. I recorded the message. Back in those days, didn't come up with these messages so quickly. You know, if you didn't get it yourself, you never got it. But for the next 5 years, I would listen to that message again and again and again and again, until I could literally repeat the message almost word for word. I was going to be a success. And I became. Yes, at every level, you can be a success. You don't wait to the end of your life to know whether you're going to be successful or not. No, success is measured at different stages of life. And I gained a life of unstoppable success. Absolutely unstoppable. And I want to share that with you. Number one, you must understand, accept, and endorse a life beyond yourself. There's a life beyond yourself. You see it? There's a life beyond yourself. Don't be self-centered. There's a life beyond your home. There's a life beyond your quarters. There's a life beyond your street. There's a life beyond your school. There's a life beyond your city. There's a life beyond yourself. You must come to the knowledge and understanding of that reality. A life beyond yourself. You must catch that dream. Catch that vision. It's not about how or what makes you happy. There's a life beyond yourself. Most of the world try to live a life that makes them happy. But no wonder most of the world is poor. Think about that. There's more poor people in the world than there are rich people. There are more failures in the world than there are successful people. The majority of the world live in poverty and in want and penury. In a world where there's much more than enough for everybody. Many people lack today, not because there's not enough. There's actually more food in the world than there ever was. There's more everything in the world today than ever. But there's more news about lack than there is about supply. Why is it so? Most of the people don't know why. They'll never know why. They just wonder why. They can't understand it. Because they're self-centered. They're self-centered. Most of them don't know there's a world beyond themselves. There's a life beyond themselves. They don't think beyond themselves. You got to think beyond yourself. You got to think beyond yourself. There's a life beyond yourself. And that's why when Christ comes into your heart, he opens your eyes. You see a life beyond yourself. Until you discover the lordship of Jesus in your life, you really don't know this. You really don't know this. Self-centered people have never really known the lordship of Jesus. Because when you get to know Jesus Christ, you cease to be self-centered. Oh, I remember when Saul of Tarsus had this blessed vision where Christ spoke to him from heaven. Called him by his name. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He says, who art thou, Lord? The Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise. And then the Lord said, I want you to take this message of deliverance to the Gentiles. But he really wanted to preach to the Jews. He was passionate about the Jews. He said, Master, I want to go talk to them about you. And in this vision, the Lord spoke to him. This was after the Damascus Road experience. He was arguing with the Lord here. The Lord said to him, go, because I'm sending you far. You see, he didn't want him to be self-centered and Jerusalem-centered. He said, I'm sending you far. I love the term. He says, I'm sending you far. He expanded his vision. I'm sending you far. How far can you see? God said to Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, that I have given to you. As far as you can see. Self-centered people are nearsighted. As far as your eyes can see. Oh, there's more than what you need. You know, there are people who are concerned about what they need, what I want and what I want and what I want. Their prayers are full of what they want from God. I want this and I want that and I want that. What about what others want? No, 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 no. I'm concerned about me. Concerned about me. Then you haven't known Jesus Christ. When you get to know him, you see a life that's greater than yourself. A life beyond yourself. And it's far more beautiful than you would ever know in your self-centered dream. So number one, you've got to recognize a life beyond yourself. Why is America greater than most nations? Why? Because America has a dream of a world that's beyond themselves. Think about it. How many nations talk about taking liberty to other nations? They don't think like that. Most are self-centered. No, I love other countries. For example, I love Russia as well. But why isn't Russia as great as it could be? Because it's self-centered. It stays with its language. They didn't export their language. Nor did they take the languages that others speak. They didn't export the language. They didn't translate to other languages. China is great, but why is it not as great as it could be? Didn't export its language. Didn't translate to other languages. So what comes from China stays in China. What comes from Russia stays in Russia. Can you see the problem? They missed that part of a global dream. Most countries are that way. Most are that way. They think of themselves and their economy. But I'm not condemning by any means nationalism. Oh no, they're not the same thing. Because nationalism is good if it's used correctly. My point is, you can build your nation and go far and build others with the dream of taking whatever it is you've got to the ends of the earth. So I'm not praising America beyond what I just talked about, nor condemning other nations beyond what I just talked about. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Because greatness actually lies in your ability to think beyond yourself and take whatever blessings you've got to the ends of the earth. And that's why his vision that was given to us was to take his kingdom to the whole world. Hallelujah. So you must become conscious of a life beyond yourself. It's beyond yourself. A life beyond yourself. You can become impactful from where you are. Boy, I love this. Number two, a kingdom beyond the senses. Understand, there's a kingdom beyond the senses. The world and the environment that we perceive with our senses. How we see our world with our senses. We've got to recognize that there is a spiritual kingdom beyond our senses. There's a real kingdom beyond my feelings. There's a real kingdom beyond my optical eyes. There's a real kingdom. A kingdom of the Spirit that Jesus has brought to us. So no matter how I feel, no matter the things that we may enjoy, the games, the entertainments, there's a spiritual kingdom that's more real than this. When you recognize that, it will change your values. Okay, do I stay back and watch this game? Or do I go for a prayer meeting? Okay, you're supposed to be going for evangelism. Do I go for evangelism? Or do I go with my friends for this other outing of some kind. Your values, your choices change when you recognize the reality of a kingdom of which you're a part. There's a real kingdom. There are Christians who don't know that there's a real kingdom. They talk about it, but not because they know what it is. They talk about it because they've heard about it all their lives. The kingdom of God. And to them, it's something in heaven, some distant future. But the kingdom is here. When you're born again, you're born into that kingdom. You belong in that kingdom. And through the knowledge of God's word and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, you become active in that kingdom. If you don't know much about that, you will not participate in that kingdom in a responsible or profitable way. But you have to. So there's a real kingdom, a kingdom beyond the senses. There's a world beyond the senses. So number one, a life beyond myself. Number two, I belong in a kingdom beyond the senses. So life is no longer dictated by my senses. It's not about my feelings. There's a world greater, which means that I can exercise my spiritual senses. Do you realize you've got spiritual senses? There are spiritual senses. The Bible tells us. But until and unless you recognize this spiritual kingdom, your senses will not be exercised because they will not function there. So you can actually hear in the spirit. You can actually see in the spirit. See that? There are spiritual senses. There's a spiritual understanding that's beyond the way you contemplate matters in the earth realm. You think differently because you have spiritual wisdom. Not the wisdom of this world. You have spiritual wisdom. That leads me to the one that's close to it, number three. A message beyond the facts. You see, you are conscious of a message given to us by which we live, and it's beyond the facts. So you live beyond the facts. Because you belong in a kingdom that's beyond the senses. Facts are attested to by the senses. You say something is factual because it's based on the senses. But then you become aware of a message beyond the senses. Because now you can hear words from your spiritual kingdom to which you belong. Look at this. You live in a spirit world, okay? So you can hear a message. You can hear words in that kingdom that are foreign to others. They live by facts. You live by a message that's greater than the facts. We call it the message of truth. Truth has dominion over facts. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I was watching the testimony earlier on today on the screen. And it was a lady that the doctors had told it was near impossible for her to have children because of her condition. So she and her husband were told they were practically not going to be able to have kids. And then, during one of the communion services, I said that it was a month of fruitfulness. She believed it. Her husband believed it. And they began to rejoice. That message was for them, that they were going to be fruitful. So they were going to have children. And they were rejoicing. Why? Because they heard a message beyond the facts. They were given the results. They had the results. You can't have children because you have this condition. But then they belonged to a kingdom beyond the senses, with a message beyond the facts. So they accepted that, and they said, so it's our month. A short while later, they went for a test. The doctor said, well, this is interesting. We have results. Results, the blood test, the urine test, say that you're pregnant. They're positive for pregnancy. But there is no fetus. There's nothing in your womb. So, sorry about that. It can happen like that. That, yeah, positive, but there's nothing. You got nothing inside. No, 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 they said no. No, no, no. No. No, 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 we are pregnant. And they spoke in tongues and held on to the message beyond the facts. The message beyond the facts. Short while later, they went to another doctor. And he said, I see something in the womb. There's something in your womb. Well, that became their first child. Hallelujah. And they had two others after that. She was not supposed to have children. That's amazing. Oh, we have lots and lots of those wonderful testimonies. A message beyond the facts. You see, we don't live by the facts of this world. We live by the message given to us in our spiritual kingdom, which is more real than this world. Hallelujah. Number four, you have to become conscious that we have a spirit beyond the powers of this world. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive the spirit that's beyond the powers of this world. Remember what the Bible tells us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. A spirit beyond the powers of this world. When you know that, you'd never be afraid of anything in this world. You'd fear nothing on land, sea, or air, because there's a spirit inside you. that's beyond the powers of this world. When you received the Holy Spirit, what did you think you received? A spirit that you can control? A spirit that you are to dictate for? A spirit that you can send on errands? Who do you think came into you when you received the Holy Spirit? What did you think you received? Did you ever stop to think about it? Who is this Holy Spirit? You received the Holy Spirit. Some of you received the Holy Spirit right from your mother's womb. Yeah. If you were born after your mother was filled with the Holy Ghost, then you received the Holy Ghost from your mother's womb. You didn't know that? You probably didn't know that, what I'm telling you now. Maybe you didn't know that. I'm probably the only one who's announced such words to our world, maybe in the last century. Yeah, I don't know why, yet it's in the Bible. They've never preached it. They never preached it. And every time I've said it in the presence of ministers of the gospel, except those from here, they kind of swing their heads because, like, what? They never heard it. But it's true. I remember in one minister's conference, they looked at me so strangely that I had to ask a question. I said to them, tell me, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, is there any part of you that's left out? And they're thinking like, I said, if a woman is filled with the Holy Ghost and she becomes pregnant, does the Holy Ghost go around the embryo? And leave out that fetus? And they're thinking like, I said, doesn't the Holy Ghost fill the whole being? Yeah. Including the fetus? It's true. So I said, that thing turns out to become a baby filled because the woman's filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what the Bible says about John the Baptist. He was filled with the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. How and why? Look at your Bible. The only reason John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost was because Elizabeth got filled with the Holy Ghost. The mother got filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what made John in the womb to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And you know what? When I said that, they erupted. They never heard it. It was true. And the women shouted loudest. See? So once you're born into this world from a woman that's filled with the Holy Ghost, you came into this world filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. And it should be easy for you to be guided in the things of God. It should be easy. Glory be to God. If they knew that, most would have never lost their children to the world, because some people, you know, their children, they were born like that, in that condition, and yet they never loved the Lord. They never served the Lord. They just went out because they lacked the knowledge of truth. They didn't know. So we got a spirit that's beyond this world's powers. How could I be afraid when I'm filled with the spirit that created this world? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm full of boldness. I'm full of power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Doesn't matter how dark the place is, I'm greater than every force and every power and every evil that could come out of the darkness. Hallelujah. The greater one lives in me. Glory be to God. All right, so number five. You have to become conscious of a law that's beyond the natural. There are natural laws. There are natural laws. You know, you live by those laws. They tell you what your life's going to be like. You know, by the time you're 20, this is supposed to be happening to you. By the time you're 40, this is supposed to be happening to you. You know, your life is going to be like this. Oh, yeah, you were born like this, and that's why you're going to be short-sighted. And you're going to have this, and you're going to have that. They can say all of those things because they live by natural laws. And it goes into the finances as well. So you're going to be this rich, this wealthy, or this wealthy. You're going to be broke for this or that. Why? Because they're looking at the economic indices. And so they can decide where your life will be at. No, there's a law beyond the natural. We play by a different set of rules. I live by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Become conscious that you live by another law. That's what Jesus is talking about when he said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." He said, "If they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them." If they shall drink any deadly thing, not some, any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Why? They live by the law of life. You see that? I come from a kingdom where we only succeed. We don't know failure. We only succeed. We come from that kingdom. Do you get it? There's no such thing as failure in the kingdom to which we belong. Fail? No, we don't fail. Chickens don't bark, do they? Why? Because they don't have that nature. It just doesn't work with them. No, we don't fail. No such thing as failure. I come from a kingdom where we are only great. In the world, every once in a while, they name somebody the great. Right? Somebody the great, Alexander the Great. Every once in a while, once in many, many years, many, many centuries, they come up with somebody that they say was great for some reason. Okay? And that greatness is not even greatness. Probably because he made new roads. Built them roads and some palaces. But I come from a kingdom where we are only great. Just great, great, great. The lineage of the great Abraham. And we bless others. We make them become blessings. When we enter a city, the city is blessed. We enter a nation, the nation is blessed. If every store owner knew that, when you entered the shop, they would start giving you seed right away. I'm telling you, if they understood these spiritual realities, the moment you entered that shop, the guy would say, "Here, please take this." Because they don't understand it. Remember, the days are coming very soon. Yeah. He says, "You shall be called priests of God." When they catch that understanding, they see you in the bus, they bring out an offering. And don't be embarrassed. Some of you might be embarrassed. You'd be amazed. At a train station, Early come out with the seed because they're seeing you. You want to, oh, out here? Out here? No, they're getting blessed. They know what they're doing. They're not foolish. They know when they get up from there, their past cannot be compared to the future they just entered. They know. That's why they do it. That's why they do it. They're not foolish. God's people are not foolish. There are things they do that surprise others. La kuraba kasande kile makasiya. Banto kobrosi kile kibris. A law beyond the natural. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I live by the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's a law of greatness. Hallelujah. You know, some time ago, a lady was pregnant. So she was excited, happy about it. After a couple of weeks, went back for normal antenatal, and the doctor looked in and said, sorry, the baby's not moving, the baby's dead. No life. We have to evacuate. So they sent me a message and said, the doctor says we have to evacuate. The baby in the womb is dead. It's gone. What do we do? I said, I'll let you know. So they waited. 1 week passed by. It's dangerous to leave that. Right? Pastor, what do we do? I said, I will let you know. They waited. Went to the second week, carrying a dead baby inside. Then I said, now, go for another test. I said, okay, Pastor, because you said so, we will go. They went. The baby is alive. Hallelujah. We live by a different set of rules. Hallelujah. So number one, a life beyond yourself. Number two, a kingdom beyond the senses. Number three, a message beyond the facts. And number four, come on, I want to hear you now. One more time. And number five, a law beyond the natural. Beyond the natural. Think about this. The life that Christ has given you, it's so big, you can't keep it to yourself. You can't. You can't keep it to yourself. That's what makes a preacher out of you. How can you keep this thing to yourself? If you can keep it to yourself, you don't know it. You don't know it. It brings joy unspeakable. Joy unspeakable actually means joy indescribable. When the King James language, the King James translation gives you unspeakable. No, the Hebrew, the Greek word actually means indescribable. Joy beyond description. How can you have that and keep it to yourself? It's impossible. It's impossible. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I want to tell everyone about Jesus Christ. Everybody. I was preaching to everyone. Didn't matter who you were. I was going to preach to you. And at home, uncles, aunties, cousins, all those who visited, I preached to them. I was going to preach anyway. If you came into the house, I was going to preach. I welcomed you for my parents, but I was going to preach to you. So they all knew I was a preacher. Because I received the Holy Ghost. Oh, bango grasa parabagades. I'd been in church and all I ever heard was, you know, this kind of, there was some tongue language. They all spoke, everybody spoke the tongue. I can speak that one today. I know how to speak it too. I don't want to speak it to you today. But they all spoke that tongue. But in my home, mom and dad were not filled with the Holy Ghost. They were Christians for years and never heard them speak in tongues. But they were Christians. My mom was the leader of the choir. My dad was a deacon and became an elder. But in our home, we gathered every day and read the Bible and prayed. We prayed nicely. And one or two would lead in the prayer. My dad would conclude. My mom used to lead the hymns, you know, would distribute hymns. My parents bought hymn books, so each one of us will have a copy and we'll read the hymns, sing the hymns. And one day from school, I got filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. Came back home, were gathered again for the usual way. Then my dad, after passing the scriptures for us to read one after the other, in conclusion said, "Christian, you lead in prayer." My. And I said, "Lakurabakaya." For the first time in that gathering, I spoke in tongues, and the power was so much. I prophesied for so long. The place shook. While I was still speaking, you could hear all over the place. This was in the home. By the time we were done, my dad called me back. He had bought a brand new Scofield Study Bible and gave it to me. So I received my first study Bible from speaking in tongues and prophesying. But that changed our home. Changed everything. Changed everything. Because now the fire caught on my siblings. Speaking in tongues. Full of the Holy Ghost. Changed everything. Mom and dad were the last to come in. So one day, Reverend Tom was with us in the home. And we had done our praying. My dad was not there. He had traveled. So we laid hands on my mom. And she received the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. Yeah. So she joined us. Remaining daddy. So when daddy returned and there was a meeting again, all of us speaking in tongues, everybody but him. Then he told us his own story later on. When he realized everybody was speaking in tongues, he said he decided to pray to God and fast. He called on God and said, "I want to speak in tongues too." And guess what? While he was in his privacy like that, fasting and praying, he got filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. Then came back to share his own testimony, prophesying. Glory be to God. Oh, nothing like receiving the Holy Ghost to change your life forever. You receive the Holy Spirit, he makes a preacher out of you. Think about this. God had only one son, Jesus. made him a preacher. Think of that. They make him a politician. They make him a businessman. Made him a preacher. If you had only one son, what would you make him? My son has to be a doctor.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message. For more uplifting messages by Pastor Chris, download the Pastor Chris Digital Library app.